Amen. We welcome you sa Word and Prayer, and we stand in awe of the Lord God Almighty. Magandang gabi po sa inyong lahat. Magandang araw sa lahat ng mga kasama natin ngayon. And happy 40th anniversary.
And celebrating our faithful God through all generations. Yan. Happy anniversary, Cross World.
Amen.
Yan. Available po ang ating mga t-shirts sa mga nag-order. Yeah. You can claim your t-shirts at the office. Pwede rin po itong pa-deliver. Pero yun po, kasama po ko doon, secure our payments to the admin office. Ang ganda po ng ating t-shirt. Higit sa lahat, maganda ang kanyang mensahe.
Yeah.
We have a faithful God who is with us in all seasons of our lives.
Yes. For and only 230 pesos. Pwede na kayong magkaroon ng ganito.
Ayan. His and hers. Mm-hmm. All right.
Wow, magaling. Salamat sa nag-design.
Salamat sa ating mga volunteers.
Napaka-creative ng mga members.
Puha na po kayo ng t-shirt ninyo. Pwede pa po order. And this serves as our souvenir para po sa ating celebration.
At malapit na yung ating celebration, ano? So itong ating IDMC conference, Cross World Conference, will be 2 nights from today.
Yes.
So, ngayong gabi, isang gabi, and then Friday night, sama-sama po tayo. Anong oras magsimula?
It will be at 7 p.m. Philippine time.
7 p.m. Philippine time. 7 p.m. po, mga kapatid. 7 p.m. So, kumain kayong maaga so that you can join us sa ating pong live po ito from Cross World Church.
Yes.
Ang ating IDMC Conference Discipleship 101.
So, don't forget to register para po sa ating accountability. Mm-hmm. And we can send you pa po mga follow-up messages para po sa malalim pa nating pag-aaral at paglakad together with the church.
Yes.
So, speaking of walking with God, journeying with the Lord, we'd like to encourage everyone po to share your words of appreciation. So, with this icebreaker question, what do you appreciate most in God, in your journey with the Lord here at Crossroads?
Yeah.
So, ano po ba yung mga pinaka na appreciate ninyo na mga karanasan o dinadaanan po natin together, syempre sa Panginoon, in this church, Lord, in this family. So, di ba, pagka Father's Day, Mother's Day, we recognize, appreciate our father, mother. Ganyan. So, dito naman ngayon, we appreciate the church itself and how does the church helps us grow, how does the church help us grow in the Lord. So, ano kaya yung mga bahagi ng ating journey na talaga natutuwa po kayo na appreciate?
So, the only hope for the upside world, no? Upside world is the church inside out. So, yun lang ang pag-asa. Sa isang mundong baliktad, isang church naman na mula sa loob ay lalabas. So, bago tayo mag-pray, we will be reading Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14. Verses 14 to 19. Ito magiging basis ng ating prayer time. Okay? Sabi dito, for this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of His glorious riches, He may strengthen you with power through His Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have the power, together with all the Lord's holy people, to grasp how wide, how long, how high, and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of the fullness of God. Ganda ng prayer ni Apostle Paul. At ito magiging prayer po natin, mga kapatid. Join us in our prayer time, praying through the scriptures as we pray through this passage. Tayo po'y sama-samang dumulog sa Panginoon sa panalangin. Yes, Lord, kami po ay nagpapasalamat sa opportunity na kami makaharap sa iyo. At nagpapasalamat kami, Panginoon, sapagkat binigyan mo kami ng pagkakataon na makilala ka. At mula sa dakilang yaman ng iyong kapangyarihan sa kapangyarihan ng Banal na Espiritu, mapalakas mo yung aming pagkataong panloob. Lord, you strengthen our inner being. You po, from the inside, Lord. Lord, ang pagbabago hiling namin hindi lang panlabas. Hindi lang behavioral, kundi talagang from the inside out, mabago po kami, personally and corporately. At dahil doon, Christ will dwell in our hearts through faith. And it will strengthen us. At habang kami ay lumalalim, Lord, we are deepening our faith, we are deepening our knowledge of Jesus, lalo pong lumalalim ang aming ugat sa iyo at lalong tumitibay ang aming mga pananampalataya dahil sa pag-ibig mo. Panginoon, yun pong aming dalangin, Lord. In the next chapter of Crossworld, you deepen us. You deepen our relationship with you. You deepen our intimacy with you. And deepen our knowledge of you. And Lord, dalangin din po namin na together with all the Lord's holy people, maunawaan namin, Panginoon, mag-grasp namin, panghawakan namin kung ganong katayog, kung yes, ganong kalalim, kung ganong kalapad, kalawak, at kung ganong katindi ang pag-ibig ng Panginoong Jesus sa amin, Lord. At magkaroon kami ng kapayapaan na kami ay safe, kami ay secure, kami ay confident that the future will be secure and bright because of Jesus. Panginoon, ito po, bigyan mo kami ng ganong pagkakaunawa sa lalim at lawak ng iyong pag-ibig sa amin, Panginoon, upang talagang mapuno ang aming puso ng kagalakan. At hindi lang kagalakan, kundi mapuno ang aming puso ng pagnanais na maging kawangis mo. Mapuno kami ng Espiritu Santo, mapuno kami ng presensya ni Jesus, Lord, at mabago kami tungo sa pagiging kawangis ng aming Panginoon Jesus. Lord, this is our prayer for everyone na kasama namin ngayong gabi. This is our prayer for all the brothers and sisters and the leaders and mentors and pastors to Crossworld all over the world. Lord, maging totoo itong prayer ni Apostle Paul sa amin. Strengthen us from the inner man and from the inside, it will come out and we will influence a lot of people that you have brought to our lives. You will help us impact the community that where we live in. Yun po aming dalangin, Lord. Magkaroon ng saysay, magkaroon ng halaga, at katuturan ang lahat ng mangyayari sa church. At maramdaman ito ng aming community. Maramdaman ito ng mga bahay-bahay sa paligid ng church. Malabdaman ito ng mga kabahayan sa paligid po ng mga bahay ng mga miyembro. Ibig sabihin, maramdaman ng neighborhood. Maramdaman ng mga klase, maramdaman ng mga ka-opisina, maramdaman ng mga tao sa aming paligid. This is our prayer, Lord God, the church, that you work from the inside out. We give you glory and honor, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. So, thank you very much for that scriptural prayer, no? So, every time we read the Word of God, we can directly pray to Him through the scripture. So, one of my favorites talaga po when it comes to praying for the church is the message of Paul, the letter of Paul, the prayer of Paul to the Ephesian church. So this chapter talaga po really breaks our hearts into, wow, hope na mayroon pang magagandang bagay na inihanda ang Diyos sa atin. Mm-hmm. So kaya lang ang panawagan niya sa atin ay, let us take care of the inner man, let us take care of the inner life, yung panloob natin, yung tayo mismo, iayos natin, yun ang trabahuhin natin, yun ang i-focus natin. Because sabi nga po ni Pastor Edmund, if we take care of the inner life, no, if we take care of the depth of our life, He will take care of the breadth of our ministry.
Mm-hmm.
It's one thing, no, to dream great dreams for Crossworld, with Crossworld, pero it's one really great thing to really be deep in our intimacy, into our followership with the Lord. So, salamat sa panalangin na ito. At mula po dito, ating kikilalanin pa ang Crossworld,
mm-hmm,
sa kanyang identity, sa kanyang, sabi nga, if malinaw sa atin kung sino tayo, malinaw sa atin ang ating identity, then we have this confidence,
mm-hmm,
to walk with the Lord in His purpose.
Oh, sabi nga kay Simba, no? Remember who you are. Kasi yung Lion King. Pagka kasi hindi natin kilala ang ating sarili, may tendency na tayo ay
maligaw
kung saan-saan maparoot pa rito, mapahapay doon at dito. So we need to go back and define who we are. You know? Clarity of our,
yes,
identity is very important.
So excited po ako dito na muli as a church at maging yung mga bago po namin kasama na ngayon lamang po kayo naka-journey sa amin simula po nung online live streaming, no, ng Word and Prayer. Kasi yun po, gusto po namin na makilala niyong Diyos at makilala niyo po ang Panginoon dito sa Crossroad. And together you can journey with us.
Yeah. Okay, let's start with the vision of the church. Ano ba ang vision ng church? Okay. So, ang vision po ng church is to bear the cross to the world through authentic discipleship and intentional disciple-making of a certain kind. So, yan po ang vision natin, mga kapatid. We want to impact the world. But how do we impact the world or influence the world? By bearing the cross. So yan po yung identity natin. We are cross world, mga kapatid. Cross and world. We need to say, ang pinakamahalaga sa atin is our relationship with Jesus Christ. No? And this relationship, growing relationship with Jesus Christ, is overflowing. No? And it overflows to the world. So we impact, we influence, we serve the world, no, because of what Jesus is doing in our lives. So we bear the cross. Dati po, we bring the cross to the world. Eh. Pero we follow the our mentor.
Mentorship.
Yung Pastor Edmond siya, nung sinabi niya na better na ano, to bear the cross rather than to bring the cross. No, when we bear the cross, talagang we identify with the cross. Hindi lang mo dala-dala yung cruz, kundi nasa puso mo yung cruz. Ano talaga? Parang you flow with the cross, no? And you bear the cross to the world, no? And how do we do that? Paano natin binibear yung cross to the world? Through authentic discipleship, yung pagiging lantay, dalisay, totoo ng mga disipulo ng Panginoon, and intentional disciple making, no? Meron pong intentionality sa paggawa ng alagad. Tayo, we make disciples. That's our identity then. No? At hindi lang basta disciple or disciple maker. But merong uri, merong kalidad, a certain kind of disciples. Yun po ang ating pangarap. No? Na through authentic discipleship and intentional disciple making of a certain kind, we are able to bear the cross to the world.
Yes, and when we speak of a certain kind, it is a certain kind disciple committed to a certain kind of purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Certain kind person committed to a certain kind of purpose. And what is that purpose? To bear the cross to the world.
Mm-hmm.
To be identified with Christ. Galatians 2:20, believer. And then nasabi to it, committed to a certain kind of purpose through a certain kind of process.
Mm-hmm.
So meron po tayong dadaanan. This is not automatic. we all want to become authentic, but this is not automatic. This calls for a process, and the process is painful, but the end is beautiful. Kasi doon, you will be able to produce a certain kind of product. And what is our product? Not the best of me, not the best of we, but the best of Christ in us.
Yeah.
Yun, that makes the journey beautiful. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Kaya ang beginning and the ending ng lahat is Jesus Christ. No? We start at the cross and we become more like the one who was crucified on the cross. Yan po yung ating talagang identity as Crosswell Church.
So pagkatinanong, what is your vision? So what do you see? Yan, yun po yung sa tanong na sinasagot niya. Tama ba?
Mm-hmm.
Anong nakikita mo? Ano bang umiiral sa iyo? Yan. Papunta ka saan? Then, the next.
Yeah, pag-usapan natin yung after the vision is the mandate and the mission. Our mandate and the mission. So yung ating mandate, ano ba yung mission? Well, ano bang kaibahan ng mandate sa mission? Siguro, simple distinction lang ng mandate sa mission. Our mandate is our purpose. No? Ano bang purpose ng buhay natin? The mission is part pa rin ng purpose, no? But in response to that purpose, no? Ano ang nagiging
action
natin?
Response
natin? Okay.
Direction.
So, ang ating mandate and mission is very simple. Ito na rin po yung slogan na nakikita nyo lagi sa Crossworld. And that is to glorify God and make disciples. That's our mandate and mission. Madali pong tandaan at madali pong dalin. No? Glorify God and make disciples. So, anything that we do hinges on these two important and fundamental truths that we live by. Okay, we glorify God. We make disciples. So every program, every activity, you know, everything that we venture into,
wherever, you know, God brings us,
whenever and whatever, it should always point to, will it glorify God? And pangalawa, will it help us make disciples, no, of not only the people in the church, but even the people around us in the marketplace, in the school, in the neighborhood, making disciples.
Yes.
So ito lang pong dalawa na ito, mga kapatid. Kalimutan nyo na iba. But this is who we are, and this is what we live by.
Parang sabi, I am Crossworld. Parang gano'n. So, whether I am working in the secular world,
mm-hmm,
or whether I am in the full-time ministry, I am meant, no, to glorify God and to make disciples wherever He planted me,
mm-hmm,
wherever in the world, whatever situation, however, no, iba-iba po tayo, lalo na when you see the all of you, they have different talents, they have different giftings, pero grabe po, when they share their talent, they glorify the Lord, they bring back the glory to the Lord, and they, sabi doon, make disciples. So, same with us. This is Crossroad, our mandate and our mission.
Yeah. Okay. Merong verse, actually, na nakakama dyan. Paki-explain mo ngayon. Exodus chapter 18, verse 20.
Okay. So, Exodus 18, 20, sabi po dito, teach them His decrees and instructions and show them the way they are to live and how they are to behave. So, ito po ang payo ni Tatay Jethro kay Moses, no, nung kanyang pinamamahalaan na 1.5 million Israelites, and everyone, every day, talagang nag-cue sila para po mag-seek ng counsel kay Moses. At nakita po ito ni Jethro, at ang sabi niya, turuan mo sila. Turuan mo sila ng panuntunan ng Diyos at ang pamantayan ng Diyos, at ipakita mo sa kanila ang daan kung paano sila mabubuhay at mabubuhay ng mayroong kaayusan. How do they behave? So, this is the mission yung mission, teach them His decrees and instructions, the how. And then sabi doon, and the way they are to live and how they are to behave, this imply naman po yung mandate. Paano nga ba talaga tayo mabubuhay ng tama? Paano nga ba tayo mabubuhay sa panuntunan ng Diyos? Maliban na mayroong relasyon sa Panginoon. Maliban na kinikilala natin ang Diyos na siyang ating tagapanguna, Panginoon, Hari, Master at everything sa ating mga buhay. So this calls for us the balance between mission and mandate. No, marami po sa atin nakakuha na ng mission pero naiiwan ang ating mandato. No, yung iba naman talaga ay nalubuhay dun sa mandate na, oh, I love Jesus and He loves me. We are in good terms and that's enough for me. Pero hindi po, kailangan yung mandate na yun, yung intimacy na yun, yung abiding na yun, makita na totoong abiding yun kung mayroong fruit. So let's take a look at the balance between mission and mandate.
Oo, hindi po ito, pagka po kinontrast natin, hindi ibig sabihin ito mas mahalaga yung isa kaysa sa isa. Pareho pong mahalaga. No, but we need to see, you know, the dynamics between the two and which should somehow be much more priority, no. Okay. So tingnan natin yung distinction o yung kaibahan, yung contrast ng so, mission and the mandate, no. Okay. So our mandate is our mission is our work for God. Our mandate is our walk in God or walk with God, no. So kagaya ng contrast kanina, yung mission is something that we do, our doing, no, the doing. But sometimes it's easier to think about what should I do, di ba? Mas madaling isipin yun eh. Pag magbibigay ka ng assignment, itong gagawin mo, di ba? At minsan di tayo mapakali pag walang sinabi na ito ang gagawin mo, no. But yung mandate natin ay has little to do with what we should do because it is our walk with God. This is more of, you know, intimacy with the Lord. Not so much on doing, but more of being. No, being in the presence of God and being more like Him. No, our walk in the Lord. Okay? Sometimes, kasi mas madali kasing ma-appreciate yung obvious, yung nakikita ng mga tao. Kaya we have a tendency to gravitate to doing things.
The outward
things. Yung panlabas, oh, mas doon tayo pumupunta. Kasi mas, yun nakikita ng mga tao, yun ang pinapalakpakan ng mga tao, yun ang na-appreciate ng mga tao. Pero yung nag-quiet time ka, yung sa sarili mo, nag-pray ka, hindi nakikita ng iba yun eh. Diba? Yung walk mo with the Lord, hindi nakikita ng iba yan. Kaya madalas nakakalimutan. So, mahalaga yung mandate. Mahalaga din yung mission. Balansin po natin.
So, we need both, no? To be reminded that we are called to followership intimacy with the Lord and that's our mandate. And yung intimacy natin yan produces the right attitude towards responses serving the Lord. So, babasahin na lamang po natin to. No? Tama ba?
Babasahin na lang.
Okay. Ikaw sa mission, ako sa mandate.
Mamaya na explanation. Ganun ba?
O, sige. So, sige, number two na tayo.
Okay.
Ang mission natin ay performance-driven or performance. Ang mandate natin ay pilgrimage. Kaya ngayon, we really, part of our deepening, part of our transition into really experiencing the depth, no, of our intimacy with the Lord, ginagamit natin yung mga salitang journey, experience, reflect, ponder on. Huwag nagmamadali. Yun. So,
parang ano yun? Parang hometown yun.
Yun. So, enjoy every moment. Yan na yung pilgrimage natin. And bakit tayo nagpi-pilgrimage? Kasi importante sa atin sino yung nagli-lead, sino yung nakakasama natin, saan tayo pupunta. And primarily that's with the Lord and with the anointed, delegated people God had brought into our lives. Whether sa mission talagang eto, meron akong ministry, meron akong service, I'll do my part, I'll do my job, I'll do my responsibility. But sometimes nakakalimutan na natin yung relationship. Mm-hmm. And in that pilgrimage, we can develop deeper sense of others and relationship.
Yeah. Yung pangatlo ay yung mission ay focusing on accomplishment. At saka yung mandate is on authenticity. Okay. So, siguro naman, kitang-kita nyo naman yung kaibahan ng dalawa. Diba? It's more of accomplishment, activities. Yun namang isa ay authenticity, yung panloob na pagkatao, yung karakter at integridad. No, parang kahawig din yan ng sumunod.
Yes.
Which is character ang mandate at competence naman yung mission. Hindi sa sinasabi na huwag tayo maging competent. Puro character na lang. Hindi ko pwede yun. Kailangan meron tayong character at the same time meron tayong competence.
Katugod din yan ang susunod.
Ano yun?
Oo. Mandate.
No, yung integrity ang mandate. Ano? And then yung sa mission ay what? Initiative. Oo. So, yun nga, kita nyo naman yung isa action-oriented and doing-oriented and outward-oriented. Yung kitang-kita ng mga tao. Pero itong isa, hindi nakikita ito eh. Ito yung pundasyon ng buhay natin. Di ba? Sa building, hindi nyo naman nakikita yung pundasyon eh. May nakikita ba kayong building na yung pundasyon nasa tuktok ng building? Wala hong ganun. Kasi nakatago talaga yung foundation. At dahil nakatago, hindi nakikita, nakakaligtaan.
Yes.
Kaya yung character, yung integrity, yung authenticity, never ever forget that. No? At sana yung ating initiative, accomplishments, at saka yung isa-isa, yung competence, nakapatong doon sa pundasyon ng character, integrity, and authenticity.
Kaya when crisis comes, na po, talaga, crisis never reveal a person. No? Never make a person. It reveals the person.
Mm-hmm.
So, yung foundation, nakikita po ang klase ng pundasyon na meron tayo pagka na tayo na-correct, pagka tayo ay na-instruct, pagka yun. So, ito po, balansin natin. And we also being reminded that mission calls for readiness and mandate calls for rootedness. So, mm-hmm. This time around, no, binabalansin natin na maraming nag-volunteer, yes, maraming gusto mag-serve, maraming gusto na sa front line, maraming gusto mag-speak and everything. And that is part of our calling, that's mission. Pero ang tanong, are you really rooted? Mm-hmm. Rooted in the character of Christ, rooted in the purpose, rooted in, alam mo yon, yung surrender into the Lord. Rooted ka sa authenticity. Hindi ka lang mag-volunteer, hindi ka lang ganito magkagawa because you want to. But you are rooted in the calling of the Lord. Talaga bang pagkatawag ito sa'yo ng Panginoon? Huwag natin i-manufacture ang calling ng Panginoon. Huwag natin tulungan ang sarili natin. No? Natawagin tayo ng Panginoon. May kanya-kanya tayong tawag. At darating ang panahon, na nandoon na tayo, not because we are ready, but because we are rooted. So let us be deeply rooted with the Lord in our relationship with Him and deeply rooted in His Word, in His Rema, in His revelation, direction, precepts, no, every moment of our lives. Kaya ang tanong, hindi yung sino magaling, sinong capable, kung hindi, sino yung nagpa-practice ng value, sino yung nagpa-practice ng authenticity, sino yung nagpa-practice ng ating teaching. Yun, yung mga dapat maging mentor, dapat maging leader. The practitioners of the gospel, the practitioner of authenticity. Yan ang rootedness.
Yeah. Right? Actually, tugon dyan sa susunod. No?
Okay, sige, tugon mo na.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay na, go.
Kasi, yun nga, yung isa, yung mission is advancing the kingdom, which is kailangan yan.
Yes.
But ang mandate natin is abiding with the King. Dapat yung advancing the kingdom, naka-anchor doon sa abiding with the King. Kasi if we don't abide in the King, and then susulong ka para i-advance yung kingdom, mapapagod ka lang.
Amen.
o kaya, mabibigo ka, masisiphayo ka. kasi wala kang pinaghuhugutan. Ngayon, kung malalim ang iyong relasyon sa Panginoon, marami kang karanasan sa Panginoon, eh pagsasalukan ka eh. Yung dala-dala mo ngayon, nadadalhin mo sa pag-a-advance ng kingdom. So, napakaganda ng balance ng dalawa. Kaya nga, hindi lang cause-oriented. Maganda yung cause-oriented eh. May pinaglalaban ka, may advocacy ka. But it's more of cross-oriented. It's more of, you know, yung ating relationship sa Panginoong Jesus. Si Jesus talaga yung center. So, outflow lang ng ating joyful, happy relationship with the Lord. Yung atin namang paglilingkod. Pag-advance ng kingdom and pag-fulfill ng cause.
Yes, and we need to balance din, no? The extrinsic and the intrinsic. Yung extrinsic yung outward and yung intrinsic yung inward. So, parang simple lang ito na you preach what you really live, no? You teach what you believe. You declare kung ano talaga yung ikaw. You say what you mean and you mean what you say. Mm-hmm. And yun, yung balance na yun. Na kaya ang ako po, nung nagkakaroon tayo ng mga evaluation in the past, ito lang mga nakaraang linggo, mayroong revelation ng Panginoon na talagang no, we tend to, pag nakita mo na yung strategy niya, pag nakita mo na yung advancing the kingdom and people are really responding, talaga nabuboost yung energy mo and you want to do more and more and more. Kaya lang, paano yung panloob? Ayan na, doon na tayo nagkakaroon ng problema. Kaya, let us balance, no? The more we advance the kingdom of God, the deeper we work on our relationship with Him. And remember, no, if we go deeper at kapag ka ito yung prioritize natin, if we take care of our inner life, God will take care of the breadth of our ministry. We want to do advancing the kingdom of God, but apart from being deeper into our relationship with the Lord, hindi tayo makakalayo, hindi tayo makakalampas sa ating mga boundaries, no, limitations. So, balansihin lang po natin yan.
Yeah, and unfortunately, God has a lot of workers, but few worshipers. O kaya, few friends, no? Marami gusto mag-work for God, but, you know, the intimacy, wala. Kaya, yun, maraming nagwo-work, pero sugatan. Nagwo-work, pero nabibigatan.
Yes.
Nagwo-work, pero burden na burden. Nagwo-work para sa kingdom, kaya lang said na, running on empty. Nagwo-work, pero yung pala offended na. So, ang malungkot. Napakahalaga nung intrinsic na sinasabi ni Sora kanina. Kaya nga, it's about being and doing at the same time. Yung doing natin is naka-anchor on the being. Para yung consistency ng dalawa, no, yung being accompanied by the doing, that makes us authentic. Yun ang authenticity. Eh. Yung nasa loob mo, yun yung lumalabas. No? Yung being mo ay lumalabas sa doing. Yung consistency ng dalawa na yan, kapag consistent yan. So that makes an authentic disciple. No? At yung authentic disciple na yan, yan ang masarap i-multiply. Yan ang masarap paranihin. No? At yun ang gusto ng Panginoon na mangyari sa atin.
And lastly, mga kapatid, in the mission, we do it timely. Ibig sabihin, let us wait upon the Lord. Let us really walk upon His appointment. Huwag nating uunahan ng Diyos. Huwag nating bibiguin din ng Diyos kung malinaw ng pagtawag. Huwag tayo magpapalate. Huwag tayo mag-advance. We walk in our divine appointment. At napakasarap po niya na talagang we respond to the calling of the Lord. Nandisa tinatawag ka na. Ang daming excuses. Ang daming doubts and fears. Or kaya naman parang ang daming calculation. So, dito, hindi mo na nga na-advance yung kingdom. Bakit nga kaya? Because yung intrinsic, mababaw. The faith, the obedience, no? Pwede mo i-compromise. So makita natin dito na, wow, kailangan pala I work upon the appointment of the Lord. And if God says, so this is the moment, then do it. If God says, wait, then wait with Him. Wait upon Him. Pero yung mandate natin, it is timeless. Loving the Lord, following Him, worshiping Him, growing deeper in Him, with Him. It is timeless. Kaya yung diba sabi dun sa ating daily prayer bulletin, kung ang pananaw mo sa pananalangin, ito ay buhay, ito'y hininga mo, walang pananalangin na hindi mahalaga. Walang pagsamo sa Diyos na hindi bibilang at magkukwenta ng lakas para sa'yo. So same with us, our intimacy with the Lord depends on how we take a look, we put importance on it, we put significance on it. If we say my intimacy with the Lord is my life, then walang pagsunod, walang pagbabasa ng Biblia na maaari mong ikatamad. Mm-hmm. Walang pananalangin na hindi mo pwedeng i-respond. Mm-hmm. Walang paghayo na hindi mo pwedeng ipabalak. Because you believe, this is your mission, this is my time, and I'm gonna do it with the Lord. And it is founded on your relationship, timeless, boundless relationship with God. So mga ka-crossroad, let us balance our doing and our being, our mandate and our mission. So siguro po, before we proceed to the next part, tingnan niya lamang po matama, saan po kaya dito, ano po mga areas dito ang kailangan ninyo pong i-deepen sa inyo pong journey? Kasi kanina tinanong natin, what do you appreciate in your journey with God here at Crossroad? Ngayon, pinag-uusapan din natin yung journey ng mission and mandate. So, what do you think po? You don't need naman po to respond sa comment box, pero prayerfully and sincerely, humbly coming to the Lord. Lord, siguro I confess that I tend to put on more effort to this mission than on my mandate. Kaya pala ganito. Help me, Lord. Ano yung dapat kong tanggalin? Ano yung dapat kong i-plant sa aking buhay so that I could balance mission and mandate. Therefore, I will be a leader, a mentor, a disciple first and foremost who is bearing the cross of Jesus.
Maganda yung evaluation na yan, Mama. Siguro another aspect din. No? Kasi minsan, meron din siguro tanongin tayo, bakit wala tayong output? Bakit wala tayong naipoproduce sa Panginoon? Kasi yung mga na-discuss natin kanina, mga involved sa ministry, no, passionate sa ministry, kaya lang nakaligtaan naman yung lalim nila sa Panginoon. Possible naman ganito. Walang nangyayari.
Yes.
As in, hindi nagli-lead, hindi rin umaatin ng live group, umaatin lang ng Sunday service, pero walang community. No, bakit kaya? Baka ganun din ang dahilan. Walang lalim sa ating relasyon sa Panginoon. Kaya wala tayong pananabik na makasama yung mga kapatid. Wala din tayong pananabik na maglingkod sa Panginoon. Kaya magandang pag-isipan natin din. No? Why am I fruitless? Why am I like this? Parang I'm not really excited about life groups. I'm not really excited about things of God. Maybe, nakalimutan mo yung mandate.
Sabi nga ni Pastor Edmund Chet, immaturity is not the opposite of maturity, but it's apathy.
Oh,
parang, wow. Bakit ba hindi ako nag-grow? Not because hindi talaga lang ako nag-grow, hindi nakakatulong yung church, hindi nakakatulong yung leader, wala kasi akong leader, wala akong group. No, it's because you have no heart, you have no passion, you have no feeling, you have no desperation for God. So the opposite of maturity is not immaturity, but apathy. So wow. Let us really forsake this spirit and to all of us naman working in the kingdom already, let us not forget the King.
Yes.
And those who are coming near to the King, maganda din, pag-isipan natin. Is it true that you are really near to God? Kasi kapag ka malapit ka talaga sa Diyos, dama mo yung puso niya. At you cannot contain, no? Not to move. to be part of His mission. So, salamat sa Panginoon. This is Crossworld, and we are going through this by the grace of God and for His glory alone. So, amen. Nais ating balikan po ang ating discipleship values. Ayan. Ano ba mga pinagpapahalagahan natin? So, speaking of values, wag po natin kakalimutan ang illustration na halimbawa, meron tayong dalawang plastic bag, no, na walang laman. Of course, kapag ka nilagay ko dyan ang dalawang plastic bag at binuksan ko ang electric pan, ayun, saan pupunta yung dalawang plastic bag na walang laman? Of course, mapapadpad sa kung saan. Pero subukan po natin mag-experiment. Number two, yung isang plastic bag, lagyan po natin ng 10 kilong bigas at yung isang plastic bag ay panatilihin natin walang laman. So buksan natin ng electric fan at ihirap natin sa dalawang plastic na ito. Isang may 10 kilong bigas, isang wala. So ano po sa tingin ninyo mangyayari? So, of course, sa ating experiment, we therefore conclude na ang plastic na may lamang 10 kilong bigas ay mananatiling nakatayo, immovable, kahit na may hangin. Na? So, barit ang plastic na walang laman, talagang mapapadpad kahit saan. Ganito po ang buhay ng isang Christian, ng isang disciple, na sinasabi natin, tagasunod tayo ng Panginoon, ngunit wala tayong laman sa loob. Yun. Kaya madali tayong maanyayahan at mahawaan ng mundo.
Tawag doon, ano? Karad-karing Kristiyano.
Yan. Subalit, kung tayo ay may laman at nailalagay natin ang panuntunan ng Diyos, we become strong. And kahit na anong temptation, trials, affliction, no, we remain standing. So ano po yung ilalaman natin in our discipleship journey? This Crossroad, we want to put on three major things sa ating buhay. Mm-hmm. Number one is the grace of God. Number two is growth. Number three is godliness. So sabi po ni Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 15 verse 10, "But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And this grace toward me was not in vain. On the contrary, I work harder than any of them. Though it was not I, but the grace of God that is with me." Si Paul talaga nakita niya ang biyaya ng Diyos. And when he saw the grace of the Lord, he received it and he became a releaser of grace as well. So panawagan ng Panginoon sa atin ngayon na makita po natin, ilaman po natin dito ang ginawa ng Panginoong Jesus sa krus ng Kalbaryo. Dito po pinahayag ng Diyos ang kanyang biyaya, ang mayamang biyaya. Binayaran niya po tayo sa atin pong malaking utang sa kanya. Tinubos niya tayo sa pagkabitag ni Satanas sa atin at tayo'y pabulid doon sa kamatayan sa impyerno. Subalit sa dakilang pag-ibig ng Diyos, sa kanyang biyaya tayo naligtas. Huwag po natin kakalimutan yan. Every day we work and we walk in the redemptive power of the Lord Jesus. At ang resulta po yung application, if we have received the grace of God, let us also become releasers of His grace, giver of His grace. Yan. Number two is growth.
Mm-hmm. So yung dagdag ko lang doon sa una, no, okay, na sa atin pong discipleship as you journey from mission to mandate, mandate to mission, and trying to bridge the gap, yung paano mo matulungan yung disciple mo o kaya paano mo matulungan ng sarili mo, mahalaga talaga simulan mo sa pagkilala sa grasya, sa grace ng Lord. Tayong lahat nagkakamali. Wala namang perpekto sa atin. No? So yung grace ng Lord is very important, no, in the discipleship process. Kasi yun yung matatanggap natin, yung ating, siguro, sa harapan ng Diyos, yung ating mga pagkakamali, ay kaya niyang tubusin, kaya niyang ayusin. No? Ganun din naman sa mga disciples natin, no, as we understand them, na may mga struggles talaga, may mga kahinaan talaga, ng may mga pagkakataon na uulit na babalikan. So yung biyaya ng Diyos ay laging sapat. Hindi na uubos ang mercy ng Panginoon. Ito'y laging sariwa bawat umaga. So that's the very foundation of our discipleship. It's the grace of God. But But, oo, tanggap natin yung kahinaan. Pero hindi po natin kinukonsente yung kahinaan o yung kasalanan. Meron naman tayong pagnanais na malampasan ito at ma-outgrow. Kaya nga po, pangalawang value is growth. No? Oo, tanggap kita. Oo, mahal ka ng Panginoon. No? Pero hindi nasisiyahan ng Panginoon na nanatili ka dyan sa kasalanan. Hindi nalulugod ang Panginoon na ang kahinaan mo ay lagi mong nagiging excuse. No? Kailangan naman mag-grow ka. Kailangan naman na mag-mature ka. Kinakailangan naman na mapagtagumpayan mo yung kasalanan na yan at yung kahinaan na yan. At doon sa discipleship, yun nga yun. Aalalayan ka, aalalayan ang bawat isa sa atin para malampasan yan at mag-grow tayo. So, hindi po yung grace na ano, yung bang, tanggap ka namin kahit sino ka. Sige, sa happy-happy tayo dito. Magkakaibigan tayo dito kahit ang ginagawa mo'y kinagagalit ng Diyos, basta tayo magkakaibigan, no? Tanggap ka namin. Hindi ho ganun, no? Kundi yung, oo, tanggap ka, mahal ka, naunawaan ka namin. And every time that you fall, we'll be there to help you. So that slowly, but surely, by the grace of God, you will grow.
And when we speak of growth, it is really, no, the process of development into becoming mature in character. So, paano ba tayo magmamature sa ating character? We need someone. Sabi nga ni Pastor Edwin Chan, growth comes, no? When we give permission or when permission is given to others to speak the truth in our life.
Mm.
That's why we are in a community. That's why we value growth in the church. And how do we experience growth in the church? Every one of us, no, I admonished to allow ourselves, no, na may mga tao sa buhay natin na makapagsalita po sa atin. It's one thing to be part of the life group. It's one thing to have a life group leader. It's one great thing to allow your life group leader to speak over your life. Yun. And doon lamang po papasok yung growth. Doon lamang po papasok yung pag-aayos ng buhay. And it takes great diligence to grow in faith and character. So, yun, discipline, diligence, at paalala po sa atin ni Peter. In 2 Peter 1, 4, and 8, through these he has given us his very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature, having escaped the corruption in the world caused by evil desire. For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So nakita ni Peter, yung bakit ba tayo hindi nag-grow, hindi nag-mature? Kasi yon, we allow this world to entice us, and we also, in a way, desire pa the things of this world. At dahil doon, meron tayong two loves, no, in one heart, nagkakaroon po tayo ng confusion, distraction, at dahil doon, nababalam ang ating effectivity and productivity in advancing the kingdom. And our diligence in developing our intimacy with the Lord. So we need this growth. We need this stage development that i-desire natin to grow in the Lord. And who makes us grow? It's Christ. Si Paul ang nag-plant, si Apollos ang nag-alaga, pero it's Christ who makes the man grow. Ano po ibig sabihin? It's our relationship, it's our followership, it's our submission and surrender to Him. So, that makes our growth possible. Be diligent, be obedient, and allow people to speak to our lives.
So, hindi pwedeng ano yung ang nagdi-disciples sa atin eh si Jesus. Hindi po bababa ang Lord galing langit para sabihin sa iyo na likpitin mo yung higaan. No? O kaya maglinis ka ng kwarto. O kaya ayusin mo ang buhay. God uses people, and He uses your discipler, your leader, your mentor, to speak to your life. Kaya nga po, tama yung sabi ni Pastora, we are in a community. And the life change best happens in the community. When you allow people to speak to you and to help you come out of your weakness and overcome your limitations.
Yes. And ano po ang result, though, when we bask on the grace of God, when we always walk and work under the redemptive power of Jesus at the cross, when we never forget His love and mercy sa atin, kapag araw-araw, no, we diligently walk upon the discipline that God has given us, ano po yung result? And that is a third value, and that is godliness. Yun, yun nga po yung kanina na certain kind product. The certain kind product is not the best of us, the best of me, but the best of Christ in us. Our yung image ni Jesus ay makita po sa atin. Kaya sabi po ni Paul sa 1 Timothy 4:7, do not waste time arguing over godless ideas and old wives' tales. Instead, train yourself to be godly. Yan po yung admonition ni Paul kay Timothy. Godliness doesn't happen automatically. Ito po ay nangyayari sa ating pong pang-araw-araw na paglakad sa Panginoon in submission and surrender to Him. We don't try to be godly. We train to be godly. Mm-hmm. Hindi po natin susubukin sa sarili natin maging makadiyos o makita si Jesus sa atin. Kung hindi tayo dapat magpasanay at sinasanay na patuloy ng salita ng Panginoon, maging ng kanyang delegated authority so that we can achieve this godliness. It's a progressive work of sanctification. Mm-hmm. So, we have callings, no? Calling to live, calling to salvation, calling to sanctification. So, huwag po natin pababayaan ang pagkatawag na ito ng Panginoon sa atin. And with that, talagang yung sanctification natin can only happen through the power of the Holy Spirit.
So kita po natin yung
okay.
Yung dynamics nung ating values na nagsimula ka sa grace, tanggap ka kung sino ka, no? Ba't kailangan mo mag-grow? Kailangan mo pa rin matulungan ka na mag-mature ka. At ang goal noon is godliness. Kaya maiiwasan dito yung easy believism or yung hyper grace na tinatawag na hindi mo na kinakailangang i-work out yung Christian life mo kasi binayaran ni Jesus sa lahat sa krusang Kalbaryo. Kailangan pa rin mag-grow. At ang target natin is not to be not self-actualization but Christ actualization in our lives. Christ-centeredness and Christ-likeness, that's our target.
So if we are in the turning point, no, of our followership to Jesus and we have this battle cry na glorify God, make disciples, we do not forget to grow deep in mm-hmm. His grace, to grow deep in His discipline, and to grow deep in godliness. So, yun, masaya ang ating patutunguhan because we see Jesus in everyone's life. Amen? So, tingnan po natin. Dahil dito, nice po natin na magkaroon tayo ng strategy. Pagka sinabi natin strategy, wow, what are the things we need to do? Pero this time around, ano po muna yung place natin, position natin, posture natin into doing things for God? And that is our unity. Sabi po dito, discipleship strategy is one alignment to one master for the one mission of changing our world. We have a world that needs to be changed, no? Paano siya magbabago? Saan siya magbabago? Magbago siya from being lost to Christ and being found in Him. Yung nawala, yung kanyang kaligtasan tungo to redemption. That's our mission, that's our desire. Paano na dito ma-achieve kung mayroon po tayong unity sa loob ng church? At meron tayong pagkakaisa na kinikilala natin ng iisang Diyos, iisang mission, na kanyang pinagkatiwala sa atin. If you can still remember, na pinakit po natin last week sa ating pong Word and Prayer series, yung 1 Corinthians chapter 12, 7 to 11. Allow me to read this and prayerfully, gamitin po natin ito to reflect upon this strategy. Now, to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one, there is given through the Spirit a message of wisdom. To another, a message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing, but that one Spirit. To another, miraculous powers. To another, prophecy. To another, distinguishing between spirits. To another, speaking in different kinds of tongues. And to still another, the interpretation of tongues. All this are the work of one and the same Spirit, and He distributes them to each one just as He determines. So, Crossroad Churches, we embark towards the next 40 years or beyond of Crossroad Church. Huwag po natin kakalimutan, we have one God, one purpose, one mission, one heart, and that is to glorify Him and to make disciples. Iba-iba man ang gagawin po natin, iba-iba man ang pagkatawag natin, let us free our hearts from comparison, competition, envy, jealousy, ambition, and let us just be humble before God. Lord, ano po yung binigay mo sa akin? I'm gonna use it so that we could see your mission happening in this world, saving one soul at a time.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. So we pray now we are all aligned, no, with this one mission that we have, God has given us. But as one church, we have one goal, one target, one heart. And I know that this will be pleasing to the Lord. Okay. Amen. So let's conclude with our last verse. Nababasahin, this is a benediction, actually. It's a benediction by Apostle Paul. Nasa sobrang overwhelmed. Na-overwhelmed si Apostle Paul habang dinidiscuss niya yung pag-ibig ng Panginoon sa atin. No? Talagang siya'y nalunod sa biyaya ng Panginoon. At siya'y napabulalas siya sa isang doxologia o yung isang mga kataga na talagang nagbibigay parangal sa ating Panginoon. And this is found in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20 to 21. At itong pangako ng Panginoon sa atin, no? Now to Him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to His power that is at work within us. To Him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Ayan. So now overwhelms si Apostle Paul with this truth that this power is made available for us. Anong power yon? None other than the power of God Himself, who is able to do exceedingly abundantly beyond. No, sabi nung isang scholar ay super abundant. Sobra-sobra sa iniisip mo, sobra-sobra at higit pa sa iyong panalangin, no? Talagang wala pang nakakita ng kung ano mang inihanda ng Diyos sa mga umiibig sa Kanya. So ito'y panghawakan natin, mga kapatid, ang yaman ng biyaya ng Panginoon na available sa atin. Pero sabi dito, yung according to the power at work within us, kaya nga inside out eh. No, hindi tayo fascinated lang doon sa power na nakapagpapalayas ang demonyo, nakapagpapagaling ng may sakit, at nakakakita ng mga himala. Those things are good. But what we are after is the greatest miracle, no? And that is life change from the inside out. Yung nabagong buhay. No, yung kapangyarihan na gumagalaw sa atin para mabago yung mga kasalanan na hindi kita. Yung kasing mahirap pagduhin eh. Yung mga kasalanang hindi obvious, no? Yun ang nais nating malampasan natin ito, no? At higit sa lahat, sabi doon, to God be the glory, to Him be the glory, in the church. No? Hindi po sinabing to Him in the glory in Kiwanis or Rotary, or to Him be the glory in the government. Hindi po eh. To Him be the glory, hindi rin sinabing in the community. No, mayroong mga grupo ngayon na masyado nang ine-emphasize yung community na didilute na yung church. No, parang pareho na lang yung community, yung neighborhood, and the church. Okay, meron pa rin distinction, mga kapatid. And may the glory, Jesus Christ died for the church, not for the community. He died for the church. No? So that the church can minister to the community. Yun po yun eh. So, the glory, no, in the church, and not only in the church in the present situation, but throughout all generations. Ibig sabihin, inaasahan ng Panginoon that whatever is happening in us, the good things that He's doing in our lives will multiply. Kaya nga siya po nagtawag ng mga disciples kasi yung ginawa niya na pagliligtas at yung ginawa niyang pag-bless sa mga tao, He wants that replicated. And so He made disciples so that His mission will go on. His mission will continue on throughout all generations. Hindi lang sa generation namin, kundi sa generation ng mga millennials, ng mga Gen Zs, at ng mga susunod pang generations, up to 1,000 generations. Sa Panginoon nawa ang papuri at luwalhati.
So we praise God for the word we have shared tonight together. Po. Salamat sa salita ng Panginoon. I hope na na-review tayo, na-renew, na-reminisce ang mga commitment natin. At ikit sa lahat, mayroon po tayong redirection na tatahakin so that we can become the disciples God really designed us to be. God called us to be. Amen. Loving Him, that is our mandate. Following Him really is our mandate. And yun, yung mission natin is to do His heart, to really be part of His kingdom, advancing His kingdom. So we will be praying na po in closing. Let us not forget na po to join us in the IDMC Crossroad Conference this coming Friday and Saturday. Naka-live streaming po ito sa FB. Abangan niyo po dito po sa FB na ito, and don't forget lamang po to register. And paanyaya po kung meron kayong mga prayer requests, ay pwede niyo po itong ilagay sa ating comment box. Meron po tayong mga intercessors. Hindi man po namin kayo nababanggit specifically, meron po tayong mga intercessors online na mananalangin po para sa inyo. At ngayon din naman po kami, binabalikan po namin ito so that we can pray for you and intercede for everything you need to our God. So, marami po salamat. And sa Sunday, celebration Sunday natin. So,
yes.
He makes all things beautiful in His time. Kaya, it's time to celebrate. Let us rejoice and be glad. Kasi, mabuti ang Diyos. Patapat siya to all generations.
Yes. 10 a.m. sa Sunday.
Amen.
10 a.m. and 4 p.m. Dalawa po yan, dalawa. Dalawa yung ating gawain. Yung morning ay para sa Crossroad Central. So magkakasama tayo dyan. And then sa hapon po ay kasama natin ang lahat ng Crossroad Churches. So we invite you be a part of this historic event. 40th anniversary. Yes.
Praise God! Sama niyo po yung mga life group members at mag-invite din po tayo. Both in the morning and in the afternoon. Alright, so we will be closing na
Mama, ikaw na mag-close sa prayer. Ako na ba?
Ikaw.
Oo, ako na nagsimula.
Okay lang.
Ikaw naman.
Beginning
and end? Okay. Hindi, mag-pray ka muna. Hindi, mag-close ka sa prayer. Dalawa tayo mag-pray.
Sige po, tayo madalangin. Hallelujah, God, bless your name. Honor you. Glorify God. Lord, we humbly come before you right now, and just lahat po ng instruction, lahat ng commands, lahat ng warnings, every inspiration, Lord, we have received tonight, Lord, we relinquish everything to you. Lahat ito'y galing sa iyo at para sa iyong kaluwalhatian. Lord, Dalangin po namin na mga puso namin ay maging mabuting lupa na talagang mga pili ay patatanim po sa amin. At ito po ay mananatili magbubunga ng higit pa sa aming inaasahan. Help us to be faithful to you, to the church, as you are first and always remain faithful, Lord, to us through generations. Salamat po sa lahat ng ito. Dalangin namin maging malinaw sa amin ang aming vision, mission, values, mandate, and bawat lakad po namin ay magkaroon ng kahulugan at kahalagahan, Panginoon, hindi lang sa buhay namin, kundi sa buhay ng maraming mga tao. Thank you, O God. To you be all the glory and praise in Jesus' name.
At Panginoon, patuloy naming dalangin ang mga kapatid namin na kasama ngayong gabi. Sana mga pangangailangan, Lord, nagtitiwala kami na lahat na ito ay patuloy mo. And over and beyond our daily needs, Lord, for sustenance, for food, for clothing, for shelter, Lord, dalangin namin na yung talagang vision sa bawat isa sa amin ay patupad. We become authentic disciples and intentional disciple makers. Hindi lang matupad yung mga pangarap namin dito sa mundo. We have a lot of dreams. We have a lot of ambitions. We have a lot of things that we want to do and accomplish in life. Marami kami niyan, Panginoon. But make us distinct by having a dream na higit pa sa dream dito sa mundo. And that is the dream to please you, the dream to enjoy you and to walk with you and to be able to share this pilgrimage with others, to be able to journey with others, Lord, with you in our midst. Ito pong dalangin namin, Panginoon, sa lahat ng mga kasama namin, whether we are healthy or meron kaming sakit na yon, whether we are well off or medyo nag-struggle financially. Ano man ang sitwasyon namin sa buhay, Panginoon, at ang edad kami, whether millennials, Gen Zs, boomers, Lord, magtitiwala kami na kakatagpuin mo kami sa lahat ng aming estado ng buhay. Ang kami ay mabago mo tungo sa isang buhay na kawangis ng Panginoon Jesus. At kami naman ay magamit mo din, hindi lang mabago ang aming buhay, kundi magamit mo kami, Lord, na pagpapala sa marami as we attach our kingdom. Thank you, Lord, for giving us the opportunity to love you with all our heart and soul and to love others as you have loved us. We give you glory, Lord. We give you honor. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Gandang gabi po sa inyong lahat. See you this Friday and Saturday, Sunday.
7 p.m. po mga kapatid. 7 p.m. this Friday and Saturday.
God bless you.
God be the glory.